plea for and the promises of God's presence. Plead for him and he will meet up with you. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with us, carry us not up hence. Exodus chapter 33, 14 and 15. Because of their sin, Israel was to be denied the presence of God abiding with them. And the angel of the Lord's presence as their leader to lead them to the land of promise. Instead, a substitute angel, verse 2 of this chapter, was to lead them. Moses was rightly alarmed and refused to settle for second best. His pleading and passion were rewarded, as my text proclaims. Moses sought the personal presence of God. God himself must be with them and be their God. Not a God afar off, but a God dwelling in the midst of them. How much we need the personal presence of God with us. This is a day when the presence of God is largely unknown. And what is more, the people of God are not mourning because of its loss. This is the greatest of all losses for God's people. It makes them just like those who go down to the pit. Moses sought the powerful presence of God. This presence was the source of all power. Without me ye can do nothing is a lesson we all find slow to learn. When God goeth not forth with our armies, they will most certainly be routed. The mighty God of Jacob must be in our midst with the enabling power and grace that he gives. If he go not with us, then certainly destruction shall overtake us. Moses sought the peaceful presence of God. He wanted the personal presence of God. He wanted the powerful presence of God. But he also wanted the peaceful presence of God. Rest is the greatest blessing of God's presence. Where God is recognized and his presence realized, there will be rest of heart, rest of soul, rest of mind. Worry and fear fade away completely. When God giveth rest, who can make a trouble? My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. It is one of the I wills of God.